Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Nuclear power plants were once touted as providing electricity that would be too cheap to meter. Now it seems they're so expensive to build or even own that no one wants to risk owning one. Mark Cooper, a professor at Vermont Law School, described the economics of nuclear power plants at a recent conference. He called his talk, quote, "The future of nuclear power is in the past, or a technology whose time never came and probably never will," unquote. Drawing from well-known investment and science sources like Moody's and the National Research Council, Cooper showed that there is no need to build another nuclear power plant for decades. Efficiency remains the cheapest new source of electricity. At 2.7 cents per kilowatt hour, it cannot be beat. That's less than half the nuclear industry's own estimate of the cost of electricity from new nuclear plants, 6 cents per kilowatt hour. What efficiency cannot provide, renewables can, at a cost cheaper than new nuclear power. Cooper cites a range of cost estimates for new nuclear from that 6 cents per kilowatt hour of the industry up to 30 cents per kilowatt hour, and uses 15 cents, somewhere in between, for his calculations. Then he turns to the California Energy Commission, which finds 15 sources of renewable electricity cheaper than nuclear. 12 of them are 40% cheaper. And there's plenty of potential supply of renewables and efficiency out there, he says. Up until 2030, renewables and efficiency can meet all new demand for electricity at a cost less than what we pay today, without building a single new nuclear power plant. Utilities that have applied to build new nuclear power plants have lowballed their costs, Cooper says, and independent analysts like Moody's or Standard & Poor's, who reviewed their figures, have put them much higher. As Cooper's put it, quote, "We have had a tripling or quadrupling of the projected costs of nuclear reactors, and they haven't even poured any concrete yet. It's when you start pouring concrete that you really have trouble," unquote. How do you build nuclear reactors that the market doesn't need and whose cost is too high? Well, you get loan guarantees from Washington and get electric ratepayers to pay for plants that haven't generated any electricity yet. And that's exactly what the nuclear industry is doing. How about existing nuclear plants? Cooper describes himself as a consumer advocate, not an anti-nuclear person. From the ratepayers' perspective, he says, existing nuclear plants are a bargain. And from the owner's perspective, they're a cash cow. So why does one of the largest owners of nuclear power plants in the U.S. want to sell off its reactors? Entergy Corporation has proposed selling its nuclear reactors to a newly created, highly leveraged company called Enexis. At least 5 aging nuclear reactors would go to this company, which has no assets except the aging reactors, and would begin life with billions of dollars of debt. The new company would borrow money from someone else to give to Entergy, which would walk away from its plants with billions of dollars and no ownership responsibility for their mishaps. Sounds like a good deal for the owners. The Three Mile Island reactor famously went from being a billion-dollar asset to a $2 billion liability overnight. Entergy is protecting its stockholders by selling off its aging reactors and taking the profits up front before further mishaps occur. As Cooper puts it, quote, "The utilities will run them until they break. Obviously, that's what scares a lot of people. Once they break, who knows how they're going to break," unquote. One of Entergy's reactors is here in Vermont. Others are in Massachusetts, New York, and Michigan. "My utility doesn't buy any electricity from the nuclear reactor, but I'm afraid that this proposed Shell Corporation will go bankrupt and leave me as a taxpayer on the hook for cleanup costs for the reactor. If Entergy doesn't want to keep owning its reactors, I don't want to pay it so I can take risk off its hands. I want to shut them down." I'm Carl Ettenayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.